Live from Jordan Surf's apartment is the Jake and Jake podcast.
How we doing? How we doing, everybody?
Let's just kick right into it. Everyone knows our voices.
You know our voices at this point.
Yeah. Jake,
that's highly presumptuous.
Jake,
we have three people who listen. Your mom, my mom, Sarf's mom.
My mom doesn't listen either.
No, so it's just my mom.
Yes.
All right, cool. We were just talking about what you do day to day at your grandfather's law firm.
That's not a law firm.
What does he do? I don't even know what he does.
He sells information. That's the general term. We sell information.
You
ask me any question.
What's the information and who do you sell it to whom?
We sell, I'll give you, that's a two-part question. We have information on people's credit. We have information on foot traffic. We have information on openings and closings. We have information on a bunch of other shit. And who's it sold to? Real estate people, hedge fund people, retailers, a lot of people. Giant companies, huge.
Is it mostly inbound or outbound? Like, how do you reach these clients?
We've had a lot. Like, I'll give you an example. Coca-Cola has been a client of ours for over 40 years.
See, that's the thing.
Huge client, yeah.
And so, how did your grandfather start this business?
He worked at a company. He served. I think he was in the Korean War. He came back, and he worked for this company. And it's a funny name. It's called PMS. That was the name of the company. And he worked his way up to – he was the best salesman there. Started to get, like, instead of raises, he was getting ownership of the company slowly. Mm-hmm. The guy was ready to retire, and Gramps – bought him out and became the owner and had all this clientele and all this information and infrastructure and just grew it into this huge empire. It was originally just credit reporting and just looking at people's financials and sending it to other, and people would buy that information, like the reports that they had. And it just
so
grew
if into, X company wants to buy Y company and Y company wants to make sure X company has the money to buy them. And
great example. Or if I'm a restaurant and I want to see how this food distributor is doing. And I know that this food distributor is really bad at paying their bills, or really bad at doing business, and we have that information. Okay. So it's good for any type of industry.
So you work with literally any industry under the sun. You're not like strictly. You're literally information.
Well, I do something specific, but I don't really deal with the credit team. I deal with more openings.
And then Jordan Surf does.
Yeah, what does Jordan Surf do?
Jordan Surf is leader. I'm head of research with retail openings and closings.
So you would say your title is head of research.
Actually, they're changing my title, but for now, I am just a research analyst.
Do you understand how vague that title is? Head of research at an information company.
Yeah, sounds like a joke.
No, but it's head of research. Head of research of this division, right?
Of the Rock division, yeah.
Wait, now, the who division? The Rock
retail
openings
and
closings. Why can't you make your own title?
That's what just gave me. I don't know. They're changing my title soon. I don't know what they're going to change it to, but I'll be happy whatever they give me.
Honestly. Where are you, like, in the
hierarchy?
Where are you?
Right now, I'm a regular... just full-time employee, but I think in the next few months they want to make somebody the supervisor of the Rock, which is the entire retail openings and closings. It's either me or this other girl, and she's great, but she's going to – I think she's leaving. Like, I think she wants to have a baby, and she doesn't even want to work anymore. So I'm the
that
only
That can't
other
be the reason.
No, that is the reason.
No, I'm just saying you – that cannot be a reason for choosing you over her. Her wanting to have a baby.
No, not her having a baby. Her like wanting to stop working in total. Like she said that she would just do part time. Like doesn't want to
and
be.
She could sue any if she misses it, right? And she, let's say that.
Don't be giving her any ideas.
She has
that bitch hates me, by the way. So that's hates me. Part of my
I would hate you too. If I were her, I would absolutely.
She's the only one of those.
Oh, ones. Gee, I'm up against the grandson of the owner. And am I going to get this raise and sell and
position,
promotion?
Why didn't Gramps keep the name PMS? Why did he change it?
I don't know.
That's a great name.
I don't know. He liked ARMS, which is it was an Accounts Receivable Management Solutions. I think that's how it was spelled.
Okay.
I think he just liked that better.
That's interesting. And then last week in the car ride over, you were telling me that you don't really have a title.
Great question.
Because you don't know what the hell you do either.
No,
you
know,
do everything.
What's your title?
I don't have a title.
If you were to make up a title.
That's a
great
question.
We talked about this.
Mine's a research analyst, but I could call myself anything.
No, you're a research guy at information.
No, but you have a specific role. You know what you're doing when you're coming in for the day. I do not.
Okay.
When I come in for the day, I know generally I'm going to be doing the orders. I'm going to be doing the bookkeeping. I'm going to be doing whatever
cleaning
has
toilets.
To be done.
You'll literally do anything.
I do whatever has to be done. That's just that's just what it is. If we get
you're
a
Dennis
call,
Rodman.
And
you
I
get it done.
So. I just
he's
I,
the jack of all trades
player. Yes. I will go into anything, and I could do anything at the company. That's just what it is.
That's clean. What about you? What's your Jacob? What's your title?
Oh, just go on my LinkedIn. Jacob
no, no, we're not going on LinkedIn. What's
sales
your
development rep? That's it.
Wait, Alan Lazard is out indefinitely.
Yeah, he's done.
What is this? I just picked him up.
Yeah,
sorry, fantasy football update. All right, continue. What do you do?
Yeah, sales development rep.
What do you do?
So I work at this company called Locate. It's an address verification company. Do you ever order anything online, Sarf?
Of course.
Have you ever typed your address in into the checkout?
Of course.
Okay, so when you type your address in and it automatically pops up, that's us. So we sell software to all those tech companies. So today...
So you geocode?
Yeah, we do geocoding.
Okay.
So today was really cool. I post on LinkedIn once or twice a day, and this guy who runs the International Department of Technology at Papa John's, he commented on my post. I go, oh my God, this is awesome. So I hit him up. We went back and forth, got on a phone call with him, booked a meeting. It was awesome.
I don't understand. So right now, if I go on Papa John's and I want to order online for a delivery, mm-hmm. and I put in my address.
Yeah.
Nothing happens. They have no idea if I'm giving a real address or not.
Well, right now they have Google in their checkout.
Yeah, that's what I've seen.
Yeah, so there's Google.
So what's wrong with that? Why is your system better than Google?
That's a great question. So right now, I'll say it's two major players. It's us and Google, mm-hmm. because that's the truth. So Google, have you ever seen those Google streetcars going throughout New York City? Yeah. You ever see those cars? So they have really cool, they have really cool streetcar technology. So they know everything that's going on outside of the mm-hmm. apartment complex. Where we differ, we work with 245 international postal services, where we have information inside and outside the apartment. Mm-hmm. So they're really good at delivering something. But let's say you order, I don't know, a new table from Etsy, mm-hmm. right? And they do not deliver unless they have the apartment in there. It's just the address itself. They'll have to return it to Etsy. And so if you do that hundreds of thousands of times over and over, it's literally hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars for these companies to go through all the shipping expenses of shipping it, putting it back, so on and so forth. So that's the major difference. We have inside and outside. They just have outside.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Papa John's. Now.
Great.
You're talking to
that guy. Wait, can I tell you something really quick?
Yeah.
This guy got a phone call. I love this guy. I wish I could shout it out, but I don't remember his name.
Yeah.
This guy, he got on the Zoom call. He was wearing a Papa John's hat. I've never seen somebody love the company so much that he was wearing the hat of the company that he
might
works
be
for.
Required.
You know? Might be a thing, yeah.
How cool is that?
If you walk into the Papa John's office, well, you used to walk into the Papa John's office. Now go on the Zoom call for Papa John's.
No, but this is corporate. This isn't like the guy dropping the
pizza.
They
might all be wearing a Papa John's hat. It might be what you got to do to work there.
Right.
This guy literally looked like the mascot.
Well, the reason I bring it up is because when they fired the CEO of Papa John's, they fired him.
Yeah.
He was dropping N-bombs left and right. What happened was their pizza started to suck. And I know that. And Nancy and I used to order as a snack all the time. And then after they fired the guy, literally the next week
that
we ordered
no
a pie.
He has nothing to do with the pizza.
We knew the difference. There was a difference. When pre-Papa John and post-Papa John, there was a difference. We knew. We absolutely knew.
So what happened? Was he like a Paul Dean situation? He dropped some N-words on TV? Like what happened?
It was funny. It was a racial sensitivity meeting. And he just kept saying the N-word. At the racial sensitivity meeting, which I was in full shock that they kept doing. So,
how old is he?
The Papa John probably is mid 50s, late early 60s.
Was he literally Mr. Papa John, or was he just the mascot? Like, was he Jared from Subway, or was he the actual guy?
No, he was the guy. I'm pretty sure he was not.
How can the pizza quality get worse after he leaves? He's not involved.
Morale was low.
Jake, shout out to Coach Van. I don't know what happened. Maybe it was a distribution thing. Maybe it was a cheese thing. I have no clue, but I knew the difference. Nancy and I talked about it. We knew the difference. And we met, because the way we used to order pizza, mm-hmm. She would text me. I'd be in bed. She'd be like, do you want pizza? And I'd be like, yeah, I'll have some pizza.
Yeah.
I'd meet her downstairs. We'd split the pie and then go eat in our rooms.
Sounds very nice.
Warm dinner.
Post Papa John's, like post Papa John firing, we did the same setup. I'm in my room. I take a bite and I'm like, there's something wrong. And she said the same thing to me. She texted me, goes, does this taste funny?
And she texted you from down the hall.
Yeah.
Walk down the hallway.
Well, it's like 9 o'clock. What is it? Hey, Jordan, you taste this? No, she just texted me.
Why not? That's how it worked in my house.
No,
are you tasting this crap?
No, I was like, oh my God, what's going on? And we opened, I guess we met and we're like, this is different. And we knew something was different. And we think the guy at Papa John's just cut off relations with like the cheese.
Or he sabotaged it.
Or exactly. Oh, yeah. He definitely, I can see that happening. Because now I don't even like Papa John.
Did you give it a second chance? Or was that one time that's it?
You know what? I did. My mom ordered it again. And I like ordered it after she did because I was here. Uh-huh. And I was like, all right, Nancy's ordering it. I'll try it. Not the same. Hmm. Absolutely not the same. There's something different.
I've never had any Papa John's before.
Papa John's, Domino's, none of that?
I've had Domino's. Domino's is not bad.
Domino's is good. Domino's is good.
Domino's is high quality fast food pizza.
But Papa John's I've never had. I've never had Pizza Hut.
I hate that.
No, Pizza Hut's great.
Or I don't know.
You know what I just had recently? Jacob's going to love this. I ordered a pie of a grandma vodka from
Hey-o!
Luigi's. So good. I mean, I've been doing the pizza reviews with Adam. We're doing one tomorrow. And they're so, it's so good.
They perfected it.
They perfected it. It's the best. Like, I've had
thin,
from everywhere.
Saucy, cheesy.
Perfect.
Perfect crust, yeah.
I ate, I'm not exaggerating, I ate four slices in a set, one setting.
Wait, you did a pizza review with Adam?
No, I just ordered it. I just wanted another pie.
I used to have one slice there. See, but the rigatoni a vodka slice.
Oh, that's a thick slice.
It's a winner. It's a winner. So, that's like what? That's dinner.
Yeah,
that's dinner slice.
Do you know the Miss Lawton slice?
Oh, no, their order. We better her
order.
Do you
want to guess it? Her order is better.
Her order is better.
It was two slices. What two slices did Miss Lawton eat?
I don't remember.
We will never forget.
Can you guess?
No, I can't.
They're both big boy slices.
That's it. The thick.
I could,
Luigi's.
I couldn't tell you. I don't
Sarf,
remember.
You want to say?
Is it another pasta
slice? Sarf was on the floor
it's
watching.
It's one spinach artichoke slice, which is almost
that
impossible
sounds,
to finish.
That sounds good.
Yeah,
no, but
it's not
thick
thin.
And it never stays on.
Jacob,
she was
come,
eating
Jacob,
it.
Come
wait, is it like eating spinach artichoke dip on a pizza?
Jake, it's
yeah,
like,
that
but,
sounds
but the other one is it's a Sicilian with meatballs on it. But she, but what's funny, and no disrespect to Miss Lawton, shout out Miss Lawton, she kind of looks like a Sicilian slice of pizza. She's like a thick slice of pizza.
Sicilian's good. I like Sicilian. If you're going to go to a pizza place, you can't try the Sicilian as the benchmark. Sicilian is so temperamental.
Right.
If you don't get the right rise on the crust, it's over.
So what's the benchmark? A regular cheese? Like, that doesn't get me excited.
No.
Like
I feel like chicken is like the minimum.
Minimum
like a chicken slice.
You use a minimum
because
for...
if you go to a random pizza place, a cheese pizza, how creative can you get? How...
Sure. But a really good cheese slice is an absolute win. You know what I mean?
But like, can you tell the difference between a really good cheese slice and like
yeah.
a good
I'll
cheese
give you an
slice?
Example.
An 8 and a 7.
Yeah. Jake, I do it all the time. I know it's a good slice.
I know, but you don't get the cheese slice, don't you?
Yes,
don't you get the grandma vodka slice?
No, this guy was just going rogue with the grandma vodka.
Cheese slice. Unless the place is serious, we'll get a margarita pie, which is a debate, which Adam and I have all the time. But I'll tell you right now, I had my best cheese slice recently. It was at Bleecker Street Pizza.
Dude, come here. Best cheese pizza.
Unbelievable. You have to, but you absolutely have to order a pie, and I'll tell you why. Because when they give you the slice, it's been sitting in the window for like an hour.
They only sell it by the pie. No?
That's John's of Bleecker.
Oh, I'm taking the high five back. John's of Bleecker was
amazing.
Well,
John's of Bleecker is my favorite pizza of all time.
Yeah.
My favorite cheese slice. John's of Bleecker doesn't make a cheese slice. It's a margarita pie.
Never been there. Okay.
To where?
No, I've been to John's of Bleecker. But
that's a margarita pie.
Yeah, that's the margarita.
Like a football pizza, which is what Dave from Barstool calls it. Mm-hmm. It's like a cheese pie. La Vera, which is my ultimate example of a cheese pie, which doesn't exist anymore. We reviewed the new place, by the way.
Oh, the new La Vie?
Yeah.
It's not good.
You know what? They need a good cheese slice. I was pretty impressed.
They have the great pink sauce. Remember I put the pink sauce on the cheese slice?
Yes, yes.
Love the pink
that
sauce.
That was good. Well, the reason we don't even go to, we stopped going to La Vera, which is,
it was
do you know the story?
No.
I went with Jacob for lunch.
And the other guy?
Oh, and Dan Tsang. Shout out Dan Tsang. And we, I remember I get the same two slices and I knew the price. It was like maybe $7.50, give or take. Mm-hmm. And I used to leave him $1. And I went in one day, never forget it, and it was like $12, same two slices. I'm like, I've been here, you see my face 3 times a week, and you're going to charge me an extra $5 for the slice? He goes, that's the price. And I'm like, kiss my ass. So I paid it. I told Jacob, never going again. Mm-hmm. And then we started, Claude Camiso, shout out Claude, said, go to Luigi's Pizza. Never looked back since, but we did try going back to La Vie, and they closed.
It was sad.
And
you know why? Because they charge you.
Because,
yeah.
They messed with the wrong.
No, no. You know that place, you know Chopped, the salad place?
Yeah.
There's a pizza place by there.
Yeah, it's
where next to
it,
the like,
what do you think of that spot? It's gone. I don't think it's there anymore.
It used to be called Ciro's.
Yep.
When it was Ciro's,
that was your spot.
They had really, really good baked ziti pizza.
Okay.
It was fantastic.
You used to love that place.
It was fantastic. Yeah. After someone bought them, garbage.
When we used to go, me, Nick, and Sean used to go to your house, you would order Ciro's. That was your place. And I always
looked forward to
that.
Baked ziti is a hard slice to make.
Baked ziti is a hard slice to make.
Because you can't do the fork. You got to go all in. So what was so good about the slice?
I think they just knew the
sauce. It wasn't a hard, it couldn't have been a hard noodle.
It was the sauce. The sauce they had down. Mm-hmm. It was just, there was, I guess, a lot of cheese in the sauce or something. Something made it like a little saltier and a little sweeter.
Uh-huh.
It was the sauce.
Tremendous.
Yeah.
Ciro's was good. I always think about that shopping center. And it's
the it has the Chinese place.
Yeah, you know what they call, you know, what called? Chinese food.
No, it's called Wen Hao.
I always think about this, and this is an awful thing I'm gonna say, so bear with me, you'll like it. You know, there's this Chinese food restaurant in the shopping Chinese center place. And it's a good spot. But I always think, you know, it's right by this pet store. And there's this connotation with a stereotype where they cook dogs and cats and, you know, they're by a pet store. And I used to think, well, if they run out of food, they just go next door. It's terrible. But I like, you know, the Lake Success Shopping Center. They have Shake Shack.
Yeah, that's like the ugly stepchild of that strip.
Well, yeah, place is the shopping center we were just talking about is no good.
A little sketch.
I actually saw, you know, like this. I actually saw someone, I was getting Smash Burger with a significant other, and
Smash Burger's out, right? That's now the salad place, right?
No, it's still there. It's right next to it, yeah.
Oh, I knew.
But I went into Smash Burger and I was picking up food, and there were two guys smoking a joint outside of Smash Burger. and they looked at me and they're like, enjoy your food, man. And I'm like, you're not getting a bite of mine.
I had Smash Burger one time.
Thoughts?
At takeout. And I was just so upset with how they packaged it.
Oh, packaging. Okay.
You know, because
it's a mess.
All right. So what they do is they give you the burger and it's hot and they put it inside of one of those clamshell hard plastic clear containers.
Okay.
And they close it.
Yep, that's
and
right.
It's hot.
Oh, so it's going through the steamy, styrofoam.
And it's dripping down. And by the time you get to the burger, it's wet. It's literally soaking wet.
Great.
And I'm like, this is, what is, like, why are we doing it this way? The thousands of people working at this place.
How would you do it? Yeah, let me ask you. How would you do it?
Styrofoam is much better. Styrofoam absorbs the water.
Okay.
The clear plastic does not absorb anything. It just collects it.
Well, let me ask you about Five Guys. You know how Five Guys packages their burgers? It's a tinfoil wrap.
That works too.
I like tinfoil.
That's how the place in California does. In-N-Out does it too.
They do like this. They do
the
a
paper.
Wrap.
The paper
wrap. Too. Yeah, it tastes great.
Yeah, Smash Burger. The burger wasn't bad, but it was just wet.
They got rid of my favorite burger there. It was called a New Yorker. It was a burger patty with spinach, and it was like these sautéed onions. And it was a really good burger. I used to get the Smash Tots on the side because they make really good tater tots, and they just don't make the burger anymore. And I went in and I was like, let me get a New Yorker. They're like, what are you, like the newspaper? And I'm like, get out of here.
The best burger I ever had is in Chicago. Oh, yeah. There's right by the school where I went, there's two stands. There's one that's called Jim's Original, this burger stand.
Yeah.
And there's another one next to it that I don't remember. It's like called Express Grill.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Everyone goes to Jim's because that's on the corner. Everyone goes there.
Main spot.
On a Sunday after church, hopping. That's the spot.
I can imagine the scene.
Yeah.
So
you could stick out like a sore thumb, right?
Okay. Yeah.
We all would.
Next to it, there's another place. Same exact setup. It's a window with a grill. They have Polish sausages, burgers, hot dogs, everything.
But no one goes.
No one goes there. And I'm like, no, I'm going to try this place.
Of course.
Because it was like a 20-minute line at Jim's. I walked down 2 seconds to the other one. They have better food.
Better food?
Better food.
Confirmed.
Like, by far, not even a contest. Yeah. I think the Jim's got lazy because they had the corner spot. And then the other people down the street, no, by a mile, much better food.
Do you know in SpongeBob where the guy tries the jelly patty for the first time?
Yeah.
Hey, all you people, yeah. I can see you running to the gym's exactly. line. Wake up!
All right, so the burger there, they always have onions on the grill. Always. That's the middle of the grill, number one.
Yeah.
They have probably like 30 onions grill.
Gotta let those sit.
Always going. Mm-hmm. So what they do, they take the burger, they put it on the grill for like 10 seconds. It's already cooked. They're just heating it up. Mm-hmm. So they heat it up. They take the bun. They toast it also. Mm-hmm. Then they put mustard, a nice slathering of mustard.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. They put the burger. Then they take this fork thing with like two prongs on it, and they pile it with onions.
Oh, that's got to be good.
They take
that's
like three or four scoops of onions on there.
That's got
to
be good.
And then they put the top. They put mustard on the top too. Mm-hmm. They close it, and then they wrap the whole thing in the paper, and they can barely close it.
Right.
And it is the best burger I've ever had. It's greasy.
It's your number one.
That's the sign of a good burger. You can't even
so
wrap
good.
It. Well, my
what's your
best,
number one? What's
my
number
best
one?
Burger. It's gonna sound so Jewy. You ready?
Oh, nice.
It's called Morty's.
Yeah, where is it?
In Tel Aviv.
Oh, yeah.
It was Morty's. Line out the door, just like you're seeing in Chicago. It was two patties, and then they slavered on onions like this guy. But instead of the mustard, they did like a mayo green aioli type of thing, and it was like. I've never had a burger at this point where you have the bread, then another piece of bread, then the third piece of bread.
Yeah,
Big Mac.
Yeah, I've never had
it's like a triple Mac. I think the how many pieces of bread were in the middle?
It was 1, 2, 3.
Oh, that's Big Mac. That's Big Mac.
Bottom, top.
Yeah, but I've never experienced that. But let me tell you, the people walking into Morty's, they look like that for a reason. It was amazing.
Morty's.
You can't make that up. Morty's. No.
There's a place, it's in the city, it's my favorite burger. It's called Emmy Squared, and Adam really likes it. They make three things there: pizza, salad, and burgers. And you're probably thinking, you know, why would you get pizza and burgers at the same place? Doesn't really happen. They make these 6-slice Sicilian pies that you split with a person. But this burger, this one burger, it just says burger. No description, nothing.
Can't do anything.
And the way that I go with Nancy and Adam, I can't even finish the burger, but it's so good that we cut it and we do a big cut in the middle and we split it and we try to, because we want to eat some of the pizza.
Yeah.
One time, I tried eating the whole burger and I ate the whole thing, but I couldn't eat that. So it was lunch, I ate the burger, couldn't eat dinner. Couldn't eat breakfast, and I had a banana for lunch.
How big is this burger?
It's not. That's the thing that throws me off. It's not that big. It's probably the size of, I don't know. Well, how big is this? Somebody say
that's
this
a big patty.
Well, I'll say it out loud. What is this, like 6 inches? Four inches? What is this?
Is it more thick, or is it more?
No, I can't describe why it's so heavy. Like, I've had bigger burgers. Big Mac's bigger than it. But there's something in the meat and in the layering of everything. It's just a regular hamburger. Which is lettuce, tomato, onion, whatever. But like, I don't know what's in it, but gets me
it's
so
like Good
full.
Burger. They put the triamphethol in it.
Like, it
has Mondo Burger. The Mondo Burger.
Yeah, you're eating a Mondo Burger.
The Mondo Burger. That movie was great. I haven't seen that in a while. Good.
I think
burger.
It's on Netflix. I think probably three people have probably watched it. How much did it cost Netflix to acquire the rights to that movie?
Oh, they probably did a package deal with Nickelodeon and just like cleaned them out. You think I was thinking about this recently. Do you think Nickelodeon would ever get bought out by Disney?
Well, Nickelodeon is owned by Viacom, which is CBS and all that.
But
so.
Just buying the specific
No, because Disney and, I mean, Nickelodeon, maybe. I don't know.
If Disney bought Nickelodeon, Netflix would die. Could you imagine that library of Disney Plus?
Yeah, well, of course.
It would be amazing.
I tried the trial.
What do you think?
I didn't get it, like.
You didn't.
There's nothing on. I'm not a Marvel person, so.
Well, that's all. What else do you not like?
And then what do they have? They're
the National Geographic. Who cares?
And then they have
History Channel.
What do they have? The Simpsons.
Love The Simpsons. I'm sorry. You know I'm a sucker.
Give or take, I can live with.
Jake, I'm rewatching the 10th season. I just started.
And you won't watch the shows that I'm telling you to watch.
Because I like The Simpsons.
You would rather rewatch the same thing instead of watching a show that I guarantee you will like.
I have to bring up something from the show. I have to bring up one thing. I heard my favorite line of the whole show. In one episode recently, it was this character. It doesn't matter if you know the characters. It was a guy talking to a girl, and this guy is very awkward. And he said, "Oh, beautiful girl like you would never date a guy like me." And the girl said, "Oh, do you think I'm beautiful?" Now, any person would just say, "Yeah, you're beautiful." He says this, and this got me good. It was he's like, "Well, I don't know. Hey, maybe you have some hidden scars or a fake ass. I wouldn't know, but you look great." And I just thought that was so clever and funny. And like, I think about that line because all the time. Because I'm a bar guy. Like when I was, in my single run Maverick running around, like you'd say, "Oh, you're looking great tonight. You look beautiful." They say, "Oh, you think I'm beautiful?" And I'd say, "Yes." I would never dare to say.
I don't know what's under the hood.
Yeah, I would never say that. I would never say that. So,
was that early Simpsons?
Season 9, episode 13.
Yeah. Sorry. What year is that?
Early 2000s? Maybe. When did the show come out?
In the
80s.
Oh, they're definitely the 90s. Definitely 90s.
Though. I'm not a Simpsons person. I never was.
It's my show.
Stick.
I love the humor of the earlier seasons. I think it's so smart. I think the episodes now are fine. I think I feel like, can you argue this with any show, but the earlier episodes or middle episodes are better than the recent, other than South Park.
Are there shows that get better
over
later
time?
On?
South Park's the only one I could truly.
South Park is probably the only one.
Like SpongeBob's a disaster.
It's amazing how South Park hasn't plateaued.
It's like, amazing that they're actually
gone. There
are
people that say that it has.
No.
I still watch and I enjoy it as much as I did when I was in middle school.
I still
just because it's so brilliantly written.
I still think the best season of the show by far was when they introduced PC Principal, which recently. That's recent.
Yeah, that's only like 2 or 3 years ago.
And that's my favorite character. I've watched the show since the start.
The reason why they're so good is because they've created vanilla ice cream where they could use it as the base for anything. Trump gets elected. All right, we're going to take Mr. Garrison. No,
Garrison. You're right.
He was Trump.
And we're going to make him Trump.
He's so funny.
We're going to take Randy, and we're going to make him Lord.
Right.
Like, they just take these things, they're able to...
It's also smart, because whenever you watch it, you know, it's like content concentration. You know you're going to get fourth graders. You know they're going to be in the same outfits. You know it's going to be the same school. It's the same dynamic. And it's just, the world is crazy around them, but they stay the same. Yeah. And that's what's...
It's their reactions that we relate to. It's all, like...
And they're able to go with any part of society.
And they're up to date. They're just current. Like, every episode...
They are really current.
They're current. Like, when the reason when they had their first Trump election and he won, they had made an episode. They were releasing an episode the next day. And it was... Their episode was the Hillary Clinton. Winning. And they screwed it up. So they had to go back the next morning and edit all morning to fix the episode to make it more of a Trump thing.
That's why having crappy animation is good.
Well,
but you don't even notice it's that it's
quick. They could fly.
You don't even notice. I mean, it's literally crappy animation.
It's literally SNL in a cartoon, because they just work on it week by week, chopping it up.
Yeah.
They don't submit by season.
No, Jake, they do it.
No,
by
but they
week.
Don't submit ideas by season.
No, sure they have. Like, if it's a long, they've done certain seasons where it's been continuous storylines, but there are recent seasons. Right, line them out.
Which is actually kind of crazy when you think about it.
Because if something happens Monday, it'll be in the episode Wednesday. That's what's amazing about the show.
I guess the animators just reuse a lot of stuff.
Yeah. It's also, they can change the mouths. Yeah. They can change the mouth. Here's the thing. The body of the South Park characters are...
It's a two-frame...
We're good.
Jake?
What is it? It's a two-frame walking animation. It's a two-frame mouth animation.
It's a walking park. Compared to other animation.
And then for every shot, you have probably a lot of background people that you can copy and paste.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of copy and pasting.
Background sets? It's a walk.
The hardest part is, I guess, the voiceover work. But a lot of them do multiple characters.
Trey and Matt.
I think they do most of them.
No, they bring in a couple people.
Sure. A little Bill Hader here and there. Whatever.
Bill Hader's great.
But that's probably the hardest part, is getting the sound together and then editing. Editing is editing.
That's interesting. Like, I'm thinking about cartoons that would be difficult to make. I think, well, you could both talk to it, you know, better than me, but like, what's the hardest cart? Like, I always found it fascinating how amazing, like, what's his name? Grimace and Wallace.
Well, that's claymation.
Yeah, I think
that's really hard.
Claymation is incredibly hard because it's a lot, it's stop motion.
Yeah. It's pixel.
Is that frame by frame?
They build it, then. They can shoot it, and they can move things as they go, or they can do one picture, move something, one picture, move something, one picture, move something.
So how long would like a 10-second frame be?
Well, if you're doing true claymation stop motion, how long could it take?
Well, it's 24 frames a second.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at 10 seconds. You know, you're looking at 240 frames. That's pictures. 240 pictures.
And you have to move it. So you have
click,
to
move, click,
but sometimes
move,
if they're,
click,
move. They don't have to do it like that. You can have a camera rolling where you're manipulating the things off set, and then like that counts as a picture because you could take that frame.
Yeah, you can do it like that.
Like you could do something like that but most of the time, like the Wallace and Gromit, like true stop motion.
Yeah, I still think the hardest is they made a movie came out a couple years ago called Loving Vincent.
Yeah,
and the way it worked,
frames of hand painted cells, right?
Hand painted frames, beautiful frames. I mean, the movie was stupid, but like
the
frames
were
great. I thought the story was stupid.
That went up against Coco, I think, right?
What?
Coco won the Oscar against.
Yeah, when it's Loving Vincent. But here's the difference between Coco and Loving Vincent. We saw Coco.
Coco's beautiful.
Love Coco.
Beautiful movie. Absolutely beautiful movie.
Well, you know, it's coming out in November.
What?
The new Pixar movie.
You know, it's coming out next year.
Soul.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it should be good. I like.
And
is that the one with the jazz music?
One.
I like jazz.
Yeah. Well, it's based in New York, so you gotta watch it just because.
Oh yeah.
We didn't talk about it before the podcast ends. Did everyone see the Borat?
No, I didn't see it. No, I didn't see it. We'll watch it after this.
I didn't watch the first one.
Is it good?
Borat.
What? Wait. Say it again.
I didn't watch the first one.
I'm putting it on.
Turn it on.
All right. Any shout outs?
Shout out to Borat. We're gonna watch it.
Shout out Borat. All right. Goodbye.